India continues to support Iran on international forums. This time, it is for Iran's presidency of the UN-sponsored conference on disarmament. Indian officials called it an honor to speak during the presidency of Iran. Though in the past, India voted twice against the Islamic Republic at the International Atomic Energy Agency. Indian Foreign Secretary Ranjan Mathai, in a statement, questioned the relevance and authority of established multilateral disarmament frameworks and said that the current impasse is more due to the obstacles placed in its path rather than any inherent institutional deficiencies. India and Iran have established stable relations, and now New Delhi has declared its support for Iran's presidency of the Conference on Disarmament, which comes at a time when the United States and Israel have been putting pressure on India to distance itself from the Islamic Republic. The 65-member nation panel on nuclear disarmament reports directly to the UN General Assembly. It has been functioning since 1979. Previously, it was led by North Korea. The United States is not at all happy over India's move, and along with Canada, has already decided to boycott the conference proceedings.
The kind of propaganda against Iran for the last decade or more gives the impression that Iran is going to get a bomb and blow the world up at any given time, which is completely illogical and goes against the sensible understanding of how nuclear energy is acquired.
The Conference on Disarmament is the world's only permanent multilateral disarmament treaty negotiating body. Iran took over the presidency on 27th May.
Iran is a strategically very important country. It has always been a key player in the Central, West and Southern Asian matrix. Therefore, it is an emerging power in Asia's geopolitical equations, and India would continue to partner Iran and benefit from the strategic partnership, even if it is at the cost of upsetting the United States.
The organization is facing more serious problems. Negotiations for Fissile Material Cutoff Treaty have been suspended for a long time. India wants them to start soon with the mandate for them that has already been provided. However, Pakistan is strongly opposed to the move, fearing difficulties for its own nuclear program. Islamabad also enjoys the support of China on the issue. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.